Hey there, podcast enthusiasts. I'm your host, Polly, and you're listening to the Podcasting Resources Guide, where every episode is a treasure trove of tools, tips, and industry secrets for podcasters looking to level up. Now, in the rapidly evolving world of podcasting, staying ahead of the discoverability curve is key. Today, we're exploring a tool that's stirring up the podcast promotion scene. I'm talking about PodRoll's dynamic feed drops. To help us unravel how this feature works, I've got Jürgen Bearkessel, founder of Polymash, joining us. Jürgen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Polly.
So Jürgen, to kick things off, can you break down for us exactly what dynamic feed drops are and how this technology is used in podcast promotion?
Absolutely, Polly. Imagine you create a promotional episode for your podcast. You want as many relevant listeners as possible to hear it, right? Traditionally, you might manually swap episodes with another podcast in your niche. It's effective, but it's a ton of work. What PodRoll has introduced with dynamic feed drops is essentially a way to automate and scale that whole process.
So it's like having your promo episode feature as a guest star on multiple shows at once?
Exactly. And the key here is dynamic insertion. Your promotional content gets automatically inserted into the feed of another podcast as the second most recent episode. The beauty of this is that it works across all the major listening platforms, and once the host podcast releases a new episode, your content gracefully bows out without anyone needing to lift a finger.
That's slick. But doesn't it mean your promo could get buried quickly if the host podcast publishes frequently?
There's a sweet spot for sure. But remember, PodRoll works with a network of over 30 podcast groups, so your promo isn't limited to just one show. It's kind of like a rotating billboard that travels across different feeds, aligning with your target audience wherever they are.
And what about metrics? How do podcasters track whether these dynamic feed drops are worth their salt?
PodRoll provides podcasters with a dashboard to track all of that. It's not just about broadening your reach, it's also about understanding the performance of your promo and making sure that those listens are turning into actual subscribers. With dynamic feed drops, you're getting real-time insight into your campaign's effectiveness.
Jürgen, it's genuinely fascinating to dive into the mechanics of PodRoll's dynamic feed drops. What I'm curious about are the benefits podcasters like myself can expect when using this tool. Can you walk us through the key advantages?
Absolutely, Polly. The first and probably the most significant benefit is the direct credit for listens. This means that every time someone listens to your promotion via a dynamic feed drop, it directly contributes to your podcast's growth and statistics. It's a benefit because it aids in your own metrics and podcast SEO, helping your show become more discoverable organically.
And could you elaborate a bit on the targeted promotion aspect?
Of course. Targeted promotion is about reaching the right ears, Polly. PodRoll allows podcasters to use geotargeting and pacing, so your promotional episodes are only inserted into feeds that match your defined listener demographic. It's like having a precision tool in your marketing kit to ensure you're not just reaching more listeners, but the right listeners.
That precision is pivotal. Now, scalability is something every podcaster looks to achieve. How does PodRoll factor into this?
Scalability is another cornerstone of PodRoll. As a podcaster, you want to reach as many potential listeners as possible. With PodRoll's tool, you can effortlessly promote your podcast across their wide network, leveraging their ecosystem of 30-plus podcast networks. I'm hoping they will expand that list of participating networks even further. It allows for a broad reach, which can translate into tangible audience growth without the hassle of coordinating each promotion individually.
That sounds like it takes a lot of the legwork out of expanding reach. Now let's dive into the yin and yang of this service. Starting on a high note, can you speak to the direct attribution of listens and how this aids in podcast SEO?
Right. You see, with dynamic feed drops, listens are directly credited to the promoted podcast's growth. This means that every play garnered through the feed drop contributes to the podcast's search algorithm optimization, effectively boosting its visibility in the podcasting app ecosystem. That's quite a win for discoverability.
But there's also the smart targeting. How does that work exactly?
Yes, the targeting aspect is brilliant. PodRoll uses geotargeting and pacing to reach listeners more precisely. For a podcaster, it means your promotional content lands right where your potential audience is, not scattered to the winds where it's less effective. I guess, you know, this is most effective for business podcasts with targeted local audiences, or you can think of it as the ability to filter out locations where your audience is not likely to be.
Scalability is also highlighted as a major benefit. I suppose having access to a wide network makes promoting a simpler task.
Well, currently there are 30 podcast networks, and I'm not sure if that's as big as it gets yet. But I think the way the word scalability is intended here is this. Rather than negotiating individual feed drop arrangements, podcasters can now spread their episodes across thousands of podcasts, and that can be managed from a single campaign. It's promotional reach made easy.
And all these pros sound very inviting, but let's pivot to the other side. The success of such promotions depends heavily on the synergy between the promoting and host podcasts. Can you expand on that?
Yes, the match needs to be right. Just like a good dance partner, you need a host podcast that complements the content and tone of the promoted episode. If the match isn't there, listeners who come over might not stick around.
Now, I see there's a minimum budget to start, which is $500. That might not be a huge amount for bigger players, but could it deter smaller podcasters?
That's true. And even though this is a relatively accessible entry point, especially considering the potential reach, it might be a barrier for up-and-comers who are working with more constrained budgets.
And finally, getting on the platform requires approval. What's the process like, and how can it affect a podcaster's strategy?
Well, platform approval ensures quality and relevant standards are met, but this process can introduce delays and uncertainties. Many of us smaller indie podcasters suffer a bit from imposter syndrome, and the idea that your podcast has to be approved by your peers is scary for some of us. So it has the potential to limit immediate access, which might not align with every podcaster's timeline or promotional needs, not to speak of mental health.
Jürgen, I think our listeners would love to hear about how Podroll's service functions in the real world. Could you talk about how it's going so far for podcasters using dynamic feed drops and the kind of impact you've observed?
Well, to be honest, I only know of other people using it so far. For us here at Polymash, Podroll is still something new, and we are in the process of evaluating it. I'll revert with our own feedback as soon as we run some campaigns, likely for our clients. That said, we've seen other podcasters adopt this new technology because it efficiently gets their content into the ears of interested listeners. But we've also been on Reddit and YouTube where people are talking about this. Listeners are experiencing a kind of content curation they didn't get before. On the plus side, it adds value because they're being introduced to podcasts they might love but haven't discovered yet. Instead of feeling like they're being marketed to, they're getting the chance to find new favorites organically, which is a big plus in the podcasting community. On the minus side, some people were complaining that long 20-minute episodes were inserted into their feed when they expected only a short trailer.
So, Jürgen, in your expert opinion, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of this tool?
The success of dynamic feed drops depends on the match between the promoting and host podcasts. And we can't ignore the fact that there's a cost to entry, but considering the potential returns, a $500 minimum budget for a business podcast isn't steep. It opens the door for almost any podcaster serious about growth to participate. I'm bullish on it, especially as Podroll improves the system and more podcasters see the value and join the platform. It's a solid step towards solving the discoverability puzzle in the podcast space.
All right, Jürgen, I think one aspect of Podroll's dynamic feed drops that might intrigue our audience is the matchmaking process. How does Podroll go about aligning a promoting podcast with a suitable host podcast?
As a podcaster with a show to promote, you first set up an account with the RSS feed of your show. The next step involves creating a promotional campaign for a specific trailer episode you want to highlight. This setup includes defining a budget, which has a minimum of $500, alongside other parameters like frequency cap, geographic targeting of listeners, and the campaign's duration. Once submitted, your campaign goes through an approval process where potential sellers, meaning other podcasters, review your episode to decide if it fits their audience. If approved, you can then track the performance of your campaign using Podroll's dashboard, which provides real-time metrics and gives you full control over the campaign.
That's fascinating. And I guess that would lead to higher conversion rates because listeners of the Host podcast are getting recommendations that resonate with them, right?
Correct. And that's the beauty of it. The listeners of the Host podcast are more likely to follow and engage with the promoting podcast because they've already shown interest in that content sphere. This not only benefits the promoting podcast, but also retains the listeners' trust in the Host podcast.
What about listener fatigue, though? You know, being bombarded with promotions that might not always hold their interest?
Well, that's the advantage of dynamic feed drops. They're temporary and can be set to rotate or pace out across various podcasts. Plus, with Podroll, every feed drop is a valued piece of content rather than just another ad. It doesn't disrupt the listener experience. It enhances it by providing them with more of what they love.
Shifting gears now, let's dive into something a lot of podcasters are curious about, monetization. So, Jürgen, tell us how Podroll is opening up new revenue possibilities for podcasters.
Well, you have to have a sizable audience before you can monetize. We often talk about that on our Polymash blog. But if you do have a good-sized audience, one of the most exciting aspects of Podroll is that it allows podcasters to effectively monetize their content. By selling spots for dynamic feed drops, podcasters create a new revenue stream. So imagine you have a podcast and you're part of the Podroll network. You can offer up a spot in your feed, essentially a slot where a promotional episode from another podcast can be dynamically inserted. And the cool part is you can earn pretty competitive rates. We're talking about potentially earning between $20 to $50 CPM, that's cost per thousand listens, on every promotional episode.
That's higher than some other forms of podcast advertising.
Right, it's a solid rate, and because it's all programmatic, it requires little to no effort on the podcaster's behalf after setting their preferences. Once an episode is sold, it goes in the feed, and the rest is handled by Podroll. Also worth noting that it doesn't conflict with any other ad inventory a podcaster might have. Podroll designed this system to complement, not complicate, a podcaster's existing monetization strategy.
Well, that wraps up another episode here on the Podcasting Resources Guide podcast. Thanks for joining us, Jürgen. We hope you found today's discussion on Podroll and the innovative ways it can help promote your podcast as enlightening as we did. If you're looking to expand your podcast's reach and tap into new audiences, consider giving Podroll a try. For more tips, tricks, and insights into the podcasting world, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. And if you found today's episode valuable, we'd love for you to share it with fellow podcast enthusiasts. Until next time, keep podcasting and keep growing your audience.